Good morning, everyone. I am just so excited just to record this special episode today. Just Women of Grace, Faith, and Courage. Our podcast episodes are typically related to or replays or recordings of our monthly Bible studies. But as some of you know, occasionally at the leading of the Holy Spirit, we have special podcast episodes. Some we have guests and others are just myself and just releasing a word of the Lord or just sharing some encouragement or some exhortation or whatever God wants to have me share regarding a specific topic. And so today we're going to talk about soaking in God's presence. Soaking in God's presence. Oh my goodness. And so this term soaking may not be familiar to everyone, but we're really going to talk about what God is calling us to do in this season, which is resting in his presence. And one form of resting and spending quiet time in the presence of God is this concept of soaking, which I'll talk more about. We'll also talk about just drawing near to God and how this season is going to require us to invest additional time and energy into growing closer to the Lord and deepening our relationship with him. It is going to cost us something. And so before I just dive right in, I'm going to open us up in just a brief word of prayer. Heavenly Father, oh, we just come before you, God, and we just worship you, Lord. We thank you, Father, for who you are. We thank you for being a loving Father, a gracious Father, a merciful Father, Lord, but also a just Father. We even thank you for the correction, Lord. We thank you that those you love, Lord, that you chasten, that because we are loved by you, Lord, just as a parent disciplines their child, Lord, that the correction is necessary for us to be properly trained and groomed and molded and shaped, God. So we thank you, Lord, that you are the potter, God, and we are the clay, Lord. We ask, Father, that you just mold us into your liking, Lord, into your nature. Make us more like you, Father. Help us to decrease, Lord, so that you may increase in our life, Father. May it be a season, God, where we seek you, Lord, with our whole entire hearts, Father. Then we will find you, and that is your word, God. So I thank you for just this message today, Lord. I thank you for allowing me to be just your voice and your vessel, Father, to deliver the words of the Lord, Father. It is an honor and a privilege, God. So let it be so, Lord, that every word that I speak, Father, be of you, Lord, to bring edification to those that are listening, Lord, to bring us to a place, God, where we truly can say that seeking you and spending time with you is a priority, God. We thank you, Lord. We love you, God. We honor you. It is in your name that we pray. Amen. 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 So we're talking about soaking in God's presence. And one of the things that the Lord revealed to me about this season that I shared on the Women of Grace group me a couple of weeks ago is just how the Lord is calling us to a place of intentionally resting in his presence. So that word intentional and intentionally has come up quite a few times this season. And I want to just continue to just to drive that home and really just share that as the Lord prompts me or the Holy Spirit prompts me to do so. Because in order for us to really seek God the way that God wants us to and the way that God desires us to meet with him, we have to be intentional. We are pulled in several different ways, especially as women and mothers and career moms and some of us wives. And I mean, just so much going on any given day that if we are not intentional about the time that we spend with the Lord, that we are going to find ourselves on empty. And we're going to find ourselves on empty, trying to be refilled and filled with, you know, aromatherapy and spa appointments. And all of those things are nice, but they do not take the place or replace the rest and the replenishing and the refuel and the recharging that occurs when we soak in the presence of God. And God is just sharing this season, ladies. Oh, hallelujah, that he wants to reveal himself to us in ways that we have not even experienced him, in ways that we have not even encountered him. And in order for him to do that, we must be quiet and still in his presence, that we must be intentional about spending that quiet time with the Lord. And a lot of times we feel like, and I even had to get past this where I felt like I had to be doing something when I was in the presence of God. Like I felt like I had to be praying or I had to be journaling instead of just allowing the Holy Spirit to lead and guide that time together. And what does that mean? That means that when we soak in the presence of God, that it's an opportunity for us not to be doing, not to be striving, not to feel like we have to do something in that moment, but we're simply being. We're simply resting. So we're going to respond in whatever way the Holy Spirit leads us to respond. So for some, it might be we pull out our journals because the Lord is just ministering to us and he's sharing things to our hearts and we have to write them down. For others, we may just have some soft instrumental worship or soaking, because there's an actual there's genres of music or playlists that are actually called soaking music. And there's anointed musicians that have created melodies and sounds from the heavens that are actually specific to soaking in the presence of God. And so I pray, I'll share a couple, but obviously as the Spirit of the Lord leads you, you'll find your own. You'll find your own music. You'll find whatever it is that God wants to have you do in that moment or have happen in that moment. And it may just be completely quiet. It is a time where the Holy Spirit leads and guides us. So it is not a time where we come to the table or come to that time with the Lord with an agenda. And the Lord had to deal with me on that he's brought me to a place where when I rest in the presence of God, I'm just being, but I'm responding to whatever the Holy Spirit is leading me to respond in whatever manner. So it may be weeping, it may be worshiping, it may be crying out, it may be journaling, it may be writing down words of knowledge, it may be sharing words of knowledge in that moment that God is saying, speak these things and share these things. It may look different. It will, thank you, Holy Spirit, look different for each and every one of us. But the theme and what's consistent across the board that should be consistent across our time with the Lord and our time of soaking is that our hearts and our minds are set on him. Our attention, our adoration, our focus is set on the Lord. There's no distractions. We don't have our phones on. We don't have our TVs on. That it is an intentional time with the Lord, and it's quiet. And so one of the verses that the Lord really just shared with me to share today is a familiar verse, and it's James 4:8. And James says, he tells us that if we draw near to the Lord, that the Lord will draw near to us. And what God showed me is that is an invitation, that he desires to meet with us. He desires to commune with us, but he is not going to force his hand. He's not going to force his way into our lives. He's not going to force his way into our busy schedules. He's not like that. He's not a forceful God. There's an invitation on the table, ladies, to a greater, deeper level of intimacy that is available to us all. And we are missing an opportunity to explore the depths, D-E-P-T-H-S, the depths of God's presence when we won't accept that invitation. But I pray that by God's grace, that all that will be shared this season and all that will be shared during this time, just in this podcast, that it will stir our hearts, that it will compel our hearts to want to explore the depths of God's presence, that we will want to encounter him in new ways, that we will want to have this time with him, that we will clear our calendars at the drop of a dime because God is calling us to intentionally rest in him. Come to me all who are burdened, right? Who are heavy laden, who are weary. I will give you rest. And this is not the rest that you get when you take a cat nap and you lie in your bed. This is not that kind of rest. This is a rest for our souls. That is a fueling for our souls. That if we keep going and going and giving and pouring out, we will find ourselves on empty. And the only way to be refilled is by soaking in God's presence. And what God has continued to just whisper to my spirit is the veil has been torn. The veil has been torn. That God desires to usher us into a deeper level of intimacy with him. The veil has been torn. And what that means is that in the Old Testament, the tabernacle or the tent of meeting, that was the place that Moses was tasked with constructing. And that was specifically a place that God could dwell with the people of Israel. But within that, the tabernacle or the tent of meeting was the holy place and the holy of holies. And there was a veil that separated the place where people could actually have the veil separated the holy place and the holy of holies. So in the Old Testament, we know that people were not allowed direct access to the Lord. That as the word says, no one could see God and live. That the veil being torn is God's way of reassuring us, or even thank you, Holy Spirit, reminding us that when Jesus gave up his spirit, when he died on the cross that day, it says that the veil was torn. It specifically says, and I'm reading from, it's the verse can be found in Matthew, Mark, and Luke, the Synoptic Gospels. And it says, and Jesus cried out again with a loud voice, and he yielded up his spirit. And behold, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. So that veil that represented the division, or the curtain that separated, or that hung between the holy place and the Holy of Holies, where the Ark of God was, that once that veil was torn, that God has made a way through Jesus' atoning sacrifice for us to come to him. That we as believers may approach the throne of God boldly as children that have been adopted through Christ. We now have full, unrestricted access to the Lord. And the question that we must ask ourselves is, are we leveraging that access? Are we going before the Lord? Are we seeking God? Are we praying to God? Are we spending moments and time and just quiet time with the Lord? Are we speaking more than we're listening? Because a lot of times we're doing a lot of talking, and God desires to share with us, to speak to our heart, but we're so busy talking that we haven't had a quiet, still moment to listen. The veil has been torn. We have the ability now to be in God's prayer. We have the privilege, the great privilege of entering into God's presence that those in the Old Testament did not choose. And somebody say, we praise God for the new covenant. We praise God for the sacrifice of Jesus. We praise God for the atoning sacrifice that Jesus Christ paid, that we can now enter into the presence of God in such a sweet and beautiful way that we can now fellowship with God in a way that brings us closer to him. And I want to just take a look at the definition of soaking, because I think it's important, the Lord showed me, for me to just talk about just what soaking means by definition. So soaking by definition means to lie in and become saturated or permeated with. Oh, I want to say that again, because that in itself is so powerful, that the definition of soaking, it means to lie in and become saturated or permeated with. And God began to show me that when we soak in his presence, that he showed me a sponge that was soaked in water and it was dripping. And so the Lord said, that is a representation, hallelujah, of what it will look like for those who have spent that time soaking in his presence, that we will be dripped, permeated with, saturated with, we will be filled with the Holy Spirit, so much so that it will be oozing out of our pores, that people will know that they know that they know that we have spent this quiet time with the Lord. That it will be radiating, radiating just a glow from the inside out. We're not talking about a glow that the vitamin C facial scrub gives. No, we're talking about an inner glow that manifests itself physically. Just as Moses had a glow when he was in the presence of God, when he left the presence of God, that when we soak in the presence of the Lord, that it will be evident to those around us. Dripping, drenched, saturated, permeated. Hallelujah. Imagine if the Holy Spirit, if he permeated every inch of our hearts and our minds, that he filled us, that we were constantly soaking in the presence of God, so much so that we were never on empty, that we never knew what empty felt like, because we never allowed ourselves to get to that place. But what we're seeing now as believers, especially as women, is that we're waiting until we've reached the end of ourselves, and then we're seeking the Lord instead of allowing the Lord to continually fill us with his presence, fill us with his power, fill us with his glory, fill us with his strength. Hallelujah. It is a period of rest. God is calling us to have these intentional periods of rest. It may mean you may have to take off a day or two. Maybe your pay will be docked. Maybe wages will be docked. But isn't the Lord worth it? Isn't it worth it to have time with our Father, with our Lord, with our Savior, with our King, with the one who knows us, who loves us, who provides for us, who sustains our needs anyway? He is the source. isn't it worth it? Yeah, we may have to get a sitter. Maybe we may have to make some provisions for our children. Maybe we may have to take a half day off of work. Maybe we may have to move a deadline aside for a ministry assignment. Maybe we'll have to do all of those things, but is it worth it? And the answer is yes, 100 times over, that it is worth it. Nothing is greater or no more satisfying, nor more soul nourishing than spending time, intentional, quiet time with our Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Our focus set on Him and Him alone. Our focus set on Him and Him alone. And what soaking does is it positions us to make room for the Holy Spirit to move how He desires. So when we're soaking in the presence of God, as I stated earlier, there's no agenda. We don't have a task list. We don't have anything that we, a long list of things that we feel like we should be doing in that moment. We are resting in the presence of God, and we are making room for the Holy Spirit to move in the way that He desires during that time. So maybe it is going to be prayer, like I said. Maybe it is going to be a time of confessing, a time of weeping, a time of purging, a time of being prostrated on your knees. Maybe it's a time of walking around and really declaring the lordship of God. Maybe it's a time of walking around your house, declaring God's presence and peace over your house. Whatever the Holy Spirit prompts you and I to do in our time of soaking, then that is what we do. Nothing more, nothing less, nothing else. That we enter into that time with the Lord with an expectation that God is going to reveal Himself to us, but not with an expectation in the manner in which He will do. I want to say that again. We'll have an expectation that God will surely reveal Himself to us. However, we will not be so set on or so firm in the manner or the method or the approach which the Holy Spirit will allow Himself to be revealed to us, that we'll miss the opportunity for the Holy Spirit to move through our time together in the way that He desires. Hallelujah. No agenda, no task list, no prayer list, unless the Holy Spirit is leading you to do that. Just rest. Have your way, Holy Spirit. I'm here to meet with you, God. I'm here to rest in your presence, God. I need a refilling, God. I need to be refueled, God. My soul is weary, God. I'm running on empty, God. I need you to fill me up, God. I need you to purge me, God. I need you to cleanse me, God. I need you to make me more like you, Lord. I need you to create in me a clean heart, God, that I need to be, I'm just reassured, God. I need to be comforted, Lord. I need to ensure that I am in the rightful position, Lord, that I'm walking in righteousness and holiness, God, whatever you will deem necessary, deem appropriate to do during our time of rest and my time of soaking, Lord, have your way. That we won't fight it, we won't wrestle with it, we won't go in with such a firm vision or a concrete vision of what our encounter with the Lord should be like because of anything that we've experienced before. Can I encourage us all that God is really just desiring to do a reset on those ways which we have already experienced Him? Because He's calling us to be open-minded to the ways that we have yet to experience Him. And a lot of times we box God in, even in the manner with which the Lord desires to show Himself mighty in our lives, because we expect Him to do something one way. We expect Him to come at us one way. We expect Him to respond in our prayer time one way because that's what He's done in the past. God is doing something new. It is so cliche, but I want someone to hear it and receive it, that I'm not saying it as a prosperity preacher, that I'm not saying it as a YouTube minister, that I am saying it because I know what the Lord has been sharing with me. Hallelujah. Soaking in God's presence, being intentional. And I shared a little bit, I think very little actually, when we came back, the ladies and I came back from our Women of Grace prayer retreat. I mean, you're talking about a supernatural experience that we will forever remember, that we were forever changed by. The Holy Spirit met us. One of the nights that we were there, we had what was called a soaking. It was a time of soaking, and it was a corporate soaking. Corporate meaning it wasn't just us soaking in our individual rooms, but we all came together corporately to soak in the presence of God. And God had already given me very specific instructions. And I'm sharing this. God is actually allowing me to release the details of our time together. This is the first time that I have shared or will be sharing the details of our of the intimate experience that we had and the encounter that we had with the Holy Spirit, because I had not been given permission to do so prior to now. So I am so gracious and so excited that the Lord has allowed this to be shared in this season. It is for a reason. And so God had given me specific instructions. And even as I sat down with the event coordinator in preparation for that time of soaking, I knew two things. The room was to be empty. And there was to be no light. No light in terms of just the lights being on in the place. I knew we would have just pillows and blankets is what the Lord showed me. Nothing else. No chairs, no tables, that it would be an empty room. And so I can remember that the a couple of hours before, the warfare was just intense. Oh, the opposition was heavy. I think I barely made it. I had all kinds of just physical challenges happening. And I knew I was going to press my way because God was going to move mightily, that there was going to be an outpouring of his spirit. That is why I had those health challenges and things. And really just shout out to many of my sisters who stepped up, and the Lord had them bringing me just different things that that the Lord had said for them to bring, a natural tea and just like just all kinds of things. God is so amazing. He already made provision for that warfare that was to come. Because anytime we want to soak or rest or even have any quiet time individually or corporately, there will be barriers. There will be opposition, and we must press. Despite all of that, we must press. Despite all of that. So an hour or so before our time of corporate stoking, the Lord had already, he had already given me the playlist, and we were going to have specific spirit-led worship songs that he picked out. Some of those were instrumental, meaning they were specifically designed for us to be just to soak. So no words, just music. And we actually started out with 30 minutes. And I can remember this. Thank you, Holy Spirit, because he's bringing it back to my remembrance. We started out with 30 minutes of just a anointed violinist just playing just anointed melodies, just absolutely beautiful. But before we even entered into the room, I was first to arrive. About an hour before, I knew that we couldn't have regular light, but I felt the Lord had given us the okay, be the okay to have candlelight. So an hour before, I had to apologize to the event coordinator, and I asked her if they had candles. So I hadn't seen the room. She said, sure, we'll set up candles for you. So when I entered into the room before any of the ladies, I saw that they had set one small table in the corner with a white tablecloth and three candles. So when we got in the room, the Holy Spirit, he began to say that this was a sacred space. He said, this is a sacred space. Have them take their shoes off. So we had no shoes on in a room. And as the ladies began to gather, we just had blankets on the floor. We had no idea what we were walking into. That all that I knew was this was a time of soaking. I knew what soaking looked like for me individually. However, I had never gathered a group of 12 women or 11 women together and said, okay, we're going to seek, soak, and cry out and do whatever the Holy Spirit tells us to do in this time together. I had yet to experience that. Oh, let me tell you though. That experience blew our minds in ways that we could not even imagine. So as we entered and I gave the instructions to the ladies that the Lord said it was a sacred place, that it was a sacred place, that there would be no shoes, the music began. And we began with just the 30 minutes of the violinist playing. And it was just, we just laid out on the floor. And for those 30 minutes, we were just mainly quiet, mainly quiet. During that time, we lit the candles that were on that table in the corner. We lit the candles. And the Lord said that that would be an altar. Ooh, hallelujah. That would be an altar. The worship music continued to play. At this point, there was actual worship music playing. Again, the songs were anointed. The songs were led. They were selected. Thank you, Holy Spirit, by the Holy Spirit. There weren't any songs that April wanted to hear or that the ladies wanted to hear. They were selected by the Holy Spirit. Everything about this time of soaking was governed by the Holy Spirit. The room, the lighting, the method and the manner in which we were to even be sitting, blankets and pillows versus sitting versus tables versus chairs, the candles, the just the water in the room. I mean, everything. So as worship began to play, then we just begin to respond. We begin to respond however the Holy Spirit was leading us to respond. Some begin to weep. Others begin to just profess and proclaim the greatness and the goodness of God. Others begin to sing. There were words of prophecy just that begin to flow. There were words of knowledge that just begin to flow, that the Holy Spirit began to take hold of many of us in that room. And we begin to just be a voice for him in that room right there. Next thing you know, there was a corporate time of just confessing. There was a corporate time of purging. We're all crying out to the Lord, weeping. And then something so beautiful happens that the Lord had already shown me that area, that table with the candles, was an altar. He began to minister through another one of the ministers there. And she began to share that the Lord had really led her to share with those of us in the room that altar wasn't just for us to just pay homage to the King, that the Lord had given her the words to share with us, that was to be a place that we would lay down those things which we had come burdened with, those things which we knew had been binding us up, those things which we knew had been holding us back, whether it had been unforgiveness, whether it had been abuse, assault, childhood trauma, daddy issues, mommy issues, that as she was speaking, she began to let us know that the Holy Spirit was prompting us during that time of soaking at the manner with which we pleased, at the timeline during that time or the time frame with which we pleased, that the Holy Spirit was saying, leave those things here at the altar. And that there were actually more than three candles, now that I think about it, because the Holy Spirit was prompting us to blow out, those of us who were responsive to the voice of the Lord, to blow out a candle, and it represented us leaving that particular issue or that particular heart issue, that particular spirit, whatever it was that the Holy Spirit was dealing with us about individually, to leave it there at the altar. So what we begin to see next is that one by one, those who were hearkening unto the voice, they rose weeping. Some shared their testimony, some shared things that they had never shared before with anybody else, but the Holy Spirit had positioned this room to be a place where people would lay down their burdens, where sisters would be okay, comfortable, and safe, knowing that this was a safe and sacred place for us to bear our hearts, and there would be no guilt, there would be no shame, that there would be no judgment, and the Lord allowed us to walk away free. Those who laid down those things at the altar that night, that there was a freedom that would come upon those people. That I myself even laid my daddy issues at the altar because I knew that the Lord was speaking to me about that. That the corporate soaking, that we entered into that place with an expectation that God would move, but with no idea how and what that would look like. And he blew our entire minds. We were wrecked entirely by the Holy Spirit. As the night went on, those began to just to be filled with the Spirit, crying out. And there began to be new songs that were sung. Then the next thing you know, there was a song corporately that was sung. We all begin to sing the same song. I don't even know what the song was, but we began to sing it. There was no way that I knew that we all knew the same song, but it was in my spirit. I began to sing, and then those began to join. Others began to join in with us. The whole room was singing a worship song. And we all knew the worship song, and those who didn't know, the Spirit of the Lord must have just given them the words, and we began to corporately sing and worship the Lord. Oh, the atmosphere was set. Oh, the atmosphere was set. We didn't pay attention to time. We didn't pay attention to the clock. We didn't pay attention to anything. We were there for a move of God. We were there to lay out, whether that was standing up, whether that was actually physically prostrated, but we were there to lay at the feet of our King in expectation that he would move. And he did just that. And that is what soaking does. Soaking with an expectation that God will move, but without putting any restrictions or limitations on the manner which the Holy Spirit will desire to move during our time together. That time of corporate soaking. That even when I shared the video of just the little snippet before we actually really began, that there was just a video clip of just some of the violinists playing very short before all of our phones and everything were put away. It was a very short, maybe 3-second clip of the candles and the table that was set up where the Lord said it would be an altar. That one of my sisters said that she just got chills. 3-second clip of the candles and the music playing. She could feel the Spirit of the Lord in that place. And she wasn't even there. That's how heavy the Spirit of the Lord was upon our entering in. A few minutes in, and it was because we had a corporate desire and a hunger to experience God in whatever way that the Holy Spirit saw fit. And so I encourage us, I implore us, to seek God, to soak in his presence, to rest in his presence, to have an expectation to encounter God in a fresh way, but without boxing him in, without putting limitations on the power of God. That even our time of individual soaking can be just as powerful as our time of soaking in a corporate group. That my time of individual soaking has left me slain in the spirit this season in ways that I cannot even describe. Where the power of the Lord and the Spirit of the Lord has been so heavy upon me that I literally just could not shake it. I couldn't move. I couldn't get past just that moment that I was in. Nothing else mattered. Lost in his love. I encourage us that we do nothing else this season, aside from planned vacations, aside from girls' trips, aside from family vacations, that we spend some time intentionally seeking and soaking and resting in the presence of God. That by God's grace, my commitment this year was to spend a weekend every 3 months off-site near the mountains or a body of water, soaking in the presence of God and just seeking God. And by God's grace, I've been able to do that 3 times. So already 3 times this year, I have intentionally budgeted for, planned in advance for, made provision for by God's grace, an opportunity. What started out as one night in the beginning of the year has now become 2 full nights to be with God. And he has shown himself so mightily. He has downloaded so many things. He has deposited so many things. He has ministered to my heart. He has encouraged my heart. He has shown me so many different things about who he is, about who I am in his eyes, about what his word says. Because sometimes I'm studying, sometimes I'm reading, other times I'm praying, other times I'm just quiet. Sometimes I'm just weeping, crying out to be cleansed and to be made more like him. And I pray if we do nothing else before the end of this year, I know some of us have already started intentionally making time of rest. And I've had an opportunity to see some of my sisters even incorporating these periods of rest in their lives and see that's what happens when we actually commit to the Lord wholeheartedly, that it is an inspiration to others, that it is an example to others, that when we seek the Lord with all of our heart, that others will want to do the same. Not everybody will, and that's okay, but there are some people around you who need to see you and I devoted to the Lord in the way that God so desires for us to be, and that's wholeheartedly all of our heart, soul, and mind. That people need to see that because it's going to trigger or spark something in them. So again, I pray by God's grace, if you and I do nothing else before the end of the year, that we have a time, and it doesn't need to be a weekend. For some, it won't be days. You'll be new to this. It'll be introduction, right? To soaking in God's presence. And that's okay, whether that's 30 minutes, an hour, a half day, 2 hours, whatever that looks like. May you and I be intentional in the next 3 to 4 months about seeking God, about being quiet in his presence, about soaking and positioning our hearts, minds, and souls to respond in whatever way that the Holy Spirit deems appropriate for us to respond to him in our time of soaking. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Soaking in God's presence. Oh, how I pray that this really speaks to somebody's heart, that this really confirms something for you, that this really compels us all to a greater level of intimacy with the Lord. Oh, I want to know the Lord in the way that Moses knew the Lord. I cry out for deeper levels of intimacy with the Holy Spirit, where I'm so yielded to the Holy Spirit that he has full permission and full reign over every aspect of my heart, mind, and soul, that truly presenting myself as a living sacrifice. Let it be so that you and I, that we go before the Lord this year, today, this week, this month, and make it our declaration that we will present our bodies, mind, body, and soul, to the Lord as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, that is our reasonable service, the least that we can do for the price that was paid, the atoning sacrifice. The veil has been torn. The veil has been torn. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Heavenly Father, oh, our King, our Lord and Savior, God, you are so worthy, God. You are worthy of all of our praise, God. You're worthy of all the glory, God, of all the honor, God. So I pray right now, Lord, I come on behalf of just myself and the body of Christ, Lord, and I ask for forgiveness, God, for the ways and the seasons and the moments and the days, Lord, where we wanted to do everything else but be still and quiet in your presence, God, where we prioritize everybody and everything else over our time with you, Lord, where we gave everyone and everything else the place that you should have or you should have had in our hearts, that you deserve to be number one, God, that you deserve to be the center of it all, God. So I pray right now that you would forgive us, God. I pray that this will be a season, God, where you would show us those things which you have, which we have put before you, Lord, those things which we have idolized, Lord. For some it's children, for others it's spouses. For some of us, it's our personal ministries. It's our serving in the church. So I pray right now, God, that you would forgive us, Lord, that you would show us, Father, how to cleanse our hearts and our minds and our souls from being committed to worshiping idols and those that, although they're not golden images, Lord, but there are still many idols in our lives today, Lord, that we have allowed knowingly and unknowingly, intentionally and unintentionally, to take the place that you deserve, God. Father, let it be so, God. In your mighty and precious name, Lord, that my sisters and I will spend these last 4 months of this year, God, getting to know you on a greater level, God, that you desire to commune with us, Lord, that you desire to be our best friend, Lord. We're so quick to have a best friend in the natural that we share everything with, that we talk to about everything, Lord, but you desire to have that place in our lives, God, that although you know everything, Lord, you desire for us to come to you and share with you, Lord, and share with you from a genuine and transparent place, God. So we thank you, Father. We thank you that we have a best friend in you, Lord. We thank you that when the world forsakes us, Lord, we thank you that when mother and father forsake us, Lord, we thank you that when friends abandon us, Lord, that when men and women jump ship, Lord, that when relationships end, Lord, that we can always depend on you, the one true and living God, the beginning and the end, God, that you said that you will never leave us nor forsake us, God. May we truly make you Lord of our lives, Father. May we declare and decree right now, God, that we declare your lordship over our homes, God, that even in our households, that our children will know that we are fully yielded and submitted to you, God, that our children will develop a heart and a hunger to serve you, God, and to be in your word, God, let it be so that those of us that are parents, whether we're natural parents, spiritual parents, God parents, mentors, ministers, youth leaders, whatever it is, God, let it be so that we will be such a great example of what it means to be sold out and surrender to you, God, that other people will want to do the same. Oh God, we just worship you, Lord. Oh God, we just honor you, God. We just honor you, Lord. We desire to draw closer to you, Lord, so that you can draw closer to us, God. We accept the invitation today, God. We accept the invitation today. Close the door on every assignment, every job, every task, every relationship, Lord, that is hindering us from seeking you, from having that quiet time with you, Lord. Every distraction, remove it, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Oh, God, we just praise you, Lord. We just praise you, God. We magnify your name, God. We thank you, God. Thank you for this message. Thank you for this moment. Thank you for those who are going to hearken unto your voice, God, because it is not I that speak, Lord, that I come on behalf of you, God, as your messenger, as your servant, Lord. I speak not a word of my own, God. So I thank you, Lord. I thank you, God. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, God. I worship you, Lord. Oh, I adore you, God. Thank you for those who are going to make the swift change in their schedule, Lord. And they are going to see such a fruitfulness in their relationship with you, Lord, that they are going to see such growth, such a deeper intimacy, Lord, in their relationship with you, Lord. And it is going to be evident to all, God. So I thank you, God. And I honor you, Lord. It is in your precious and mighty name that we pray all of these things. Amen. 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 Ladies, what a word of encouragement. Oh, how God is just so amazing. Always an honor to release special words from the Lord and just special podcast episodes. So I pray that this really encourages you as much as it encourages me to just keep pressing and keep soaking and keep resting, that God is just, he desires to commune with us. He desires to show himself mighty in a new way. So may you and I really create that space in our lives to allow the Lord to really show us who he is, not who we thought we knew, not what we've read, not us growing up in the church, but us to really encounter God in a new way this season. So I love you all. Please share as the Holy Spirit leads. I pray this blesses you. Talk to you later.